Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is 9:52 as Total Information AM continues. A new security system at the St. Louis Zoo screening for concealed weapons. Glenn Eidman is the zoo's director of security, and he was also the Creve Coeur police chief for more than 40 years before heading to the St. Louis Zoo. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, tell us about this new security screener. What is it called and what does it do?
The system is actually called Evolve. That's the brand name. So it's a weapons detection system. So it's a walk-through screening device. It's in effect. All the Disney parks have used it for years. A lot of the hospitals here in St. Louis, the soccer stadium. It's been around for a little while. So we just acquired it in late September, early October, and we've kind of launched our pilot program and have been using it in the mornings for a couple hours. We're trying to figure out our staffing needs and just kind of learn the system.
So some of the guests may have already gone through this once before, but, you know, you get a lot of people coming in and out of the zoo, and everybody enjoys the zoo at some point. What should they prepare for, Glenn?
Just to prepare to have a good time. The only thing we don't allow in are weapons, any kind of handguns, any knives with a blade longer than 4 inches, our fixed blade. It's a very, very efficient system. We can get about 3,800 people an hour through it, so it picks it up pretty quickly. The hit ratio is it's looking for round metal objects. Our hit ratio is probably for every 10 people that go through, maybe one or two have to be screened. If it's set off, we take you to a secondary place right there at the entrance, ask for a quick bag check. A lot of times strollers are really hard to get through there, but 99% of the time we ask people just to take things off the stroller so we can see it and visually observe it and then go on through. So nobody's been detained, getting in for less than a minute from start to finish. So most people have already read about it on our website, and a lot of people are accustomed to this, you know, these kind of systems at other places.
Has there been a problem or issue at the zoo as far as people bringing in guns or knives? And if they go through this Evolve system and they have one, what happens to the weapon?
So to answer your first question, no, we haven't really had any issues. We have a 3-year strategic plan, and one of the things that we had foreseen for the last couple years is that we continue to want to make this a safe environment for our animals, guests, and staff. This was just part of our implementation plan, is to eventually bring in some sort of screening devices. So we have been researching it for quite a while to figure out which one would work best for us. The second part of your question, I'm sorry.
What happens when somebody does come through and Evolve detects a gun or knife? What happens then?
Our security team will just advise the guests that you're not allowed to enter the zoo with any kind of weapon. So their choice is they cannot come on grounds, or they can do something else with a weapon to secure it.
You go to the zoo to see animals. You might see Speedy walking around. Speedy is a weapons detection dog. Glenn, tell me about Speedy.
Well, Speedy is a Vizsla, and he is one of the most popular people in the zoo. Sometimes you'll see him out at the entrances in the morning or on grounds. We've had him for about 2 years. Our handler trains with law enforcement across the St. Louis area. We got him from a kennel where most of the St. Louis law enforcement agencies purchase their dogs and train their dogs. So he is a very friendly dog. He is very effective at what he does. And like I said, he's one of the most popular people we have here.
And he detects guns?
He can detect any kind of explosive materials. And they call it person-borne, or yes, he can detect if somebody's carrying a weapon, whether it be in a backpack, on their side, ankle holsters, anything like that.
I have to say that whenever I'm at the zoo, I never notice security, but I guess that's a good thing, right?
We'd like to be seamless. We'd like you to have a good time and not pay any attention to it. But we are dedicated to making this a safe place, and we've just kind of been stepping up that throughout the last couple of years. We enhanced our camera coverage over the last 2 or 3 years. Our security team, the majority of them have a background in law enforcement. We have some fire department retirees and current fire department people that work for us, some military. We've stepped up our training for our security team and just trying to make sure that everything we have here is an enjoyable time.
Glenn Eidman is the zoo's director of security, and thank you for visiting us today about the new security system that is going to be tested today.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. With Debbie Monterey, I'm Tom Ackerman. This has been Total Information AM.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.